Okay, I want to start with the halachas of Sfiras HaOmer. There's a lot of misunderstanding or whatever. Not to cover all the halachas, just some of the ikar things. And then we'll continue with Mesillas Yesharim. First of all, counting Sfira. There's a question whether women should count Sfira or not, and if they do, should they count with a bracha or not. Women, according to most opinions, are exempt from counting Sfira, because the mitzvah has a set time. Obviously, you can only do it 49 days during the year. There is an opinion that women are chayiv, and it's not a mitzvah that has a set time, and that's not for now. But the ma'isa, for all practical purposes, women are exempt. They don't have to count Sfira. Some people hold that women have been mekabel on themselves this mitzvah as a minig, just like shofar, many lulav, or whatever, and therefore they should count Sfira with a bracha. Others hold that women do not have to do it, but if they want to, they can, but they shouldn't make a bracha. The basic idea is, and that's the Mishnah Berura, that the reason women shouldn't make a bracha, first of all, if you're a Sfardi woman, you can't make a bracha. Sfardi women who do mitzvahs they don't have to do can't make brachas on them. So if a Sfardi woman takes lulav, she doesn't make a bracha. She hears shofar, she doesn't make a bracha, and so on. Ashkenazi women hold that you do make a bracha on mitzvahs you do voluntarily. So an Ashkenazi woman normally can make a bracha. So you would think that by Sfiras HaOmer, a woman can make a bracha too. She wants to do the mitzvah, she can make the bracha. But since there's a question whether you can make a bracha if you miss a day, and since women are not required to do it, and they don't usually daven mariv, the chances of them forgetting are much greater than a man, then they should do the mitzvah, but they shouldn't put themselves in a situation where they're probably going to miss a day and end up all the brachas before that could be a bracha levatala. So therefore there's a svara to say that women, even if they want to do the mitzvah, should not make a bracha. However, if a woman knows that she will not miss a day, she has a chart on her refrigerator that reminds her, she has a husband that reminds her every night to count, she davens mariv every night, and she'll remember it that way, then a woman who wants to can fulfill the mitzvah and make a bracha. That's what we hold over here. A woman who wants to, she doesn't have to. If she wants to, she can count Sfira and make a bracha as long as she has some kind of safeguard to make sure that in all probability she won't forget a day. Okay, that's with women. The halacha is that l'chatchila, you should not count Sfira before Tzeis HaKochavim, and that is about 25 minutes after sunset. That's Tzeis HaKochavim for Kriya Shema, and for Sfiras HaOmer also. That's when you should count. Men who daven Mariv, anyway, count after Mariv. However, you are allowed to count earlier than that, but it's not preferable. You shouldn't see what day it is and make sure you count the right day before you make the bracha. And if you didn't count right away and you remembered sometime later in the night, the entire night till daylight you can make a bracha. If you didn't remember to count at night but you caught yourself in the daytime, then you count in the daytime without a bracha, and you continue counting after that with a bracha. If you missed an entire day, night and day, and you forgot to count, then you should continue counting because maybe there's a mitzvah, but you shouldn't make a bracha anymore because maybe there is no more mitzvah and you can't make a bracha on something that doesn't exist. So therefore, if you miss an entire day, night and day, you can continue counting, but without a bracha. If you miss only the night, you count without a bracha that day, and you continue counting with a bracha the rest of the days. Okay, that's pretty much the halachas of counting Sfiras HaOmer that are really relevant, applicable, without all the big shilas or whatever, that usually don't come up. Any questions on this? Yeah.
On this.
Yeah.
How many Ashkenazi art school has Bat Omer instead of Bat Omer?
I don't know if it's Dafka, Ashkenaz, and Sfard, La Omer, and Ba Omer. I have a few pshatim of why it's either one. It's not Ma'akiv at all if you didn't say Ba Omer or La Omer Yotze. so it's irrelevant. Usually Sfaradim say La Omer, and Ashkenazim say Ba Omer. My biggest proof that it should be Ba Omer is, did you ever hear anybody say Lag La Omer?
That was my next question.
But then somebody told me, yes, there are people who say Lag La Omer, but probably Bedavka. I have a different difference of an idea when, if it's counting the weeks, counting the days, when it's La Omer, Ba Omer. But in any case, it doesn't make a difference. You don't have to say either one. Personally, I had a Rav when I was a kid who used to say both, one after the other. So I adopted that since I'm a kid. I say both of them. I start with Ba Omer and then I say La Omer. And if I'm driving around, nothing else to do, there's other ways of saying it. I think the Teimanim say Hayom Arbos or Yom Ba Omer Shehem Shnei Shavuos. Right? That's Svardim? Okay, but not all Svardim say like that. Some say just La Omer in the end. Nusach Svard, but Eidos HaMizrach say that. Right. That's in any case. So. Okay, any other questions about counting the Omer? Okay, next, now is the Minhagim of Avelus during the Omer. Okay, according to our Minig, the only things that are prohibited now during the Omer, and we'll see when that applies, are the following. Not allowed to get married. Okay? However, you can get engaged. You can make a vort. You can make a kiddush. Especially on Shabbat, even during the week, you can make a birthday party. You can make social gatherings as long as there's no music and dancing. No music and dancing. Singing is allowed. Just musical instruments are prohibited, and therefore you can listen to tapes. That you can't listen to tapes or records or anything MP3s with musical instruments, but you can listen to big CDs. You can listen to what's it called? You can listen to acapella, not acapulco. Okay, next. Dancing is not allowed, even without musical instruments, and musical instruments are also even without dancing. If someone needs to listen to classical, sad, not dance music, to soothe their nerves, or for another ulterior purpose, it's mutter, if it's necessary. Dance music used for other purposes should be avoided unless it's absolutely necessary. For instance, exercising to some kind of exercise tape that has, to keep up a tempo. If you absolutely need it, you're exercising for health reasons, obviously there's no other reason to exercise. and that's just for health reasons. So then b'di'evit, it's okay. But l'chatchila, you should try to exercise without the... people exercised for years and years without any musical accompaniment. All of a sudden it became impossible to do without some kind of musical accompaniment. But if you know that it's impossible for you...
You eat that on the road.
Well, yeah, whatever. I don't know what it is.
The Indian of the acapella, is that also to somebody who's not
ill? After Shlosh Shimya. Yeah. Okay, now, what other things could possibly be? Oh, learning, somebody who's learning to play a musical instrument and is doing it for parnosa reasons, right? A musician from Kiryat Sefer called me, wanted to know if he can practice. He has to keep in practice. He has to play by weddings or whatever, and even if you're a good musician, you have to keep in practice. He's allowed to practice. It's his parnosa. But he asked me about his son, who's just doing it for fun, right, or just to learn how to do it, but not for parnasa, he can't do it. You can't practice music unless you're not practicing musical songs, just notes, that's okay. But if you're playing songs and you're not doing it for parnasa reasons, then you have to take a break for learning a musical instrument during Sfira. What else? We do not have the minig of not making a Shechianu during Sfira. That's only for the 3 weeks. You're allowed to make a Shechianu during Sfira. You're allowed to buy new clothing. You're allowed to buy new furniture, anything you want. As the people confuse the 3 weeks with Sfira. They're two different halachas. And even though there is an opinion that you can't make a Shechianu during Sfira and you can't buy new things, we do not hold like that. It's not our minhag. So therefore, you're allowed to get new fruits, buy new clothing, and anything that would necessitate a Shechianu is okay. Not allowed to cut your hair or shave. Women, this applies to women too. However, women who are married or already in Shidduchim can shave their legs if it looks unsightly, or take off other body hair that looks unsightly. Also, they can cut their hair if it sticks out of their tichel or shetel. You're allowed to cut your nails no matter what. It's not there's no prohibition of cutting your nails. Men who have to shave for parnosa reasons. They have a job. I have already a few questions here. Unfortunately, the other years, when we had a moshav shitufi and everybody worked on the moshav, was never a problem. People started working outside. Most jobs here understand that there's such a thing as sfira. But now there are people working for totally chiloni things, and they don't accept the fact that people look unshaven or whatever. If you need it for parnasa reasons, then lechatchila you should shave lekavod Shabbos. If you can get away with that, of shaving once a week, that's preferable. If that's not okay, and they're makbid that you shave daily, you can shave daily. Anybody is allowed to trim their mustache if it gets in the way of their eating. You're allowed to comb your hair. A person who has a bris during Sfira is allowed to get a haircut to cover the bris. The father, the sandik, and the mole are allowed to shave and take a haircut. When Rosh Chodesh Iyar falls on Friday and Shabbos, like this year, you're allowed to take a haircut on Friday, Lekavod Shabbos. Now, let's backtrack, because there are a few different minhagim when these halachas apply. The minig of the Moshav, okay, and everybody should keep that minig, because it says in Shulchan Aruch that in this specifically, one place should have one minig. There shouldn't be different minhagim in one place. You could be machmir and add to this, but you can't subtract from it. The minig on the Moshav, we probably should have mentioned this a while back, but it's pretty much common knowledge, that the laws of Sfira start already from the second day of Pesach. It's a very convenient shita, because anyway you can't shave and take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. So seven of the days are taken care of with Pesach. And Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to listen to music anyway. So seven of the days are really taken up from the 33, and they don't really have any relevance per se when it comes to mourning. But immediately after Pesach, the laws already apply. Can't take haircut after Pesach, can't listen to music or whatever. That is the minig hamakom, and that's the minig that everybody should do. And it ends at Lag BaOmer in the morning. After Lag BaOmer, there's no more prohibition of haircuts and music. You're allowed to listen to music after Lag BaOmer, according to the minig of the Moshav. There are three other minhagim, but the other common minig for Ashkenazim is to start on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar. In other words, Friday would be the first day that these halachas start to apply, Thursday night, and go until the morning of Shlosh Yimei Hagbalah, which is 3 days before Shavuos. Three days before Shavuos. That's when it ends. If somebody wants to have both of these minhagim, they really could do that, but it's not necessary. There is another minig. The other minhagim basically svardish minhagim. They're not nogeya really to us. But there's another minig that some people have. It has nothing to do with mourning for Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. But they don't cut their hair or shave the entire 49 days of Sfira, including Lag BaOmer. They let their hair grow without a haircut the entire Sfira. There is such a minig like that too, for other reasons. In any case, therefore, this year, in a regular year, you wouldn't be allowed to take a haircut on Rosh Chodesh year, or for Rosh Chodesh year, or the Kavod Shabbos. But since Rosh Chodesh is Shabbos, the double Kedusha, you can take a haircut on Friday. Now there's a problem with that, because many people have the minig not to take haircuts on Rosh Chodesh ever. Any Rosh Chodesh. It's a Tzavos or Rabbi Yehuda Chosid. If you have such a minig, some people hold, therefore, you should not take a haircut on Friday, because your minig is not to take a haircut on Rosh Chodesh. Some people hold that even if you don't take a haircut on Rosh Chodesh, that's only the second day Rosh Chodesh, not the first day. So if you have such a minig, it's no problem. You can take a haircut on Friday. It's the first day Rosh Chodesh. Some people hold that even for those people who normally don't take a haircut on Rosh Chodesh, this is the exception. Just like you're allowed to take a haircut, even though it's Sfira, you can take a haircut even though it's Rosh Chodesh. So if somebody doesn't know what their minig is, they know they usually don't take a haircut on Rosh Chodesh, but they didn't specifically accept that, even in this situation, can take a haircut on Friday.
Same with shaving also? Or just
shaving and haircut, same thing. Yeah. The, what? No, Friday morning. Friday morning. If preferably, if for some reason you won't be able to take a haircut or shave on Friday, in the daytime, you could do a Thursday night already. The Kavod Shabbos, but not before that. Again, so somebody who doesn't have the minig not to shave or take a haircut on Rosh Chodesh can, without any problem, take a shave and a haircut this Friday. If you have the minig not to shave and take a haircut on every Rosh Chodesh, then you should ask a shayla what you should do. It depends really what your minig was or wasn't, what you knew about, what you didn't know about, or whatever.
Is this a heter or
it's no issur. It's a Kavod Shabbos. But somebody who doesn't take a haircut or shave the whole sfira for the 49 days for the other reason shouldn't take a haircut or shave on Friday either. That, for that minig, this has no relevance at all. It's an inyan, right? There's no heterim on any. You don't take a haircut or shave on Lag Bomer either. Or after Lag Bomer, has nothing to do with the Avelis. It's a different halacha altogether and has nothing to do with this. So I will not take a haircut or a shave. That happens to be my minig, and some of my sons have that minig too. And therefore, if you see that I didn't shave or take a haircut on Friday, it's because of that. Okay, but if you don't have such a minig,
are you supposed to the doctor to take a haircut and shave?
Yeah, Kavod Shabbos.
So it's a Kavod Shabbos. You should.
You could. Yeah. If you need a haircut or a shave, if you don't shave normally, right? And the Kavod Shabbos, you normally shave. Yeah, then you should shave the Kavod Shabbos.
Then you should shave. Then
yeah. But if you don't normally shave and you don't need a haircut, you took a baldy haircut Erev Pesach, and now you look fine. You don't have to bedafka take a haircut the Kavod Shabbos every Shabbos.
No,
only if you need it. But if you normally shave and you look unkempt, right? If you don't normally shave, you don't have to shave for Shabbos either. Okay. Okay, we said cutting nails, okay. We spoke about married women and unmarried women.
Lag Bomer in the morning?
Lag Bomer in the morning, right. There are, what?
The music we listen to tonight.
Right. For whatever reason, hair cutting is a little bit more chomer. Even though in other respects, the music is more chomer. But in this respect, the music, yeah, is at night. The meaning is to have music at night. But the hair cutting should wait till the daytime.
Do teenagers listen to music when they're cleaning for Shabbos? Do you have to stop them from
whistle while you work?
No, they turn on the stereo.
Really, they shouldn't. But if they need it, it's like exercising. They need it to keep them awake and moving. Like background music. If you walk into the supermarket and they're playing music because they found that psychologically you buy more food if you're listening to music while you shop. It motivates you. Motivates. That's why they play music in supermarkets. Not to entertain you. If they found that it's a... So you don't have to run out of the supermarket or put in earplugs. That's not called listening to music. It's a background kind of thing. Okay. If you have a computer program that has some kind of background music to it, you don't have to turn that off either.
This beer drives me crazy. It itches the hell out of
me. I know, it drives me crazy too. And therefore, is that a statement or a question?
I would like to shave it off because it drives me nuts.
So Friday you can shave it off.
Friday?
Then you have to grow it again.
But meanwhile, I'll be rid of it for a while. Like rubbing milk into this beer.
Yeah, it'll raise my husband's instruction.
Take advantage. Okay. Take advantage of this Friday because I'm happy to be able to live in you.
Okay.
Dance with no music?
No, dancing
even
is...
Under
what?
Under the
age. Oh, I thought it was under some kind of... thing. I couldn't figure out what the difference is if it's under something or whatever.
Is there under some age that they can dance around?
If they're not, they can't understand what mourning is. Right? They understand... You mourn when somebody dies, or who the Rabbi Akiva, Talmidi Rabbi Akiva, if they're at, under an age where that means nothing to them, they can dance and listen to music. They're not of a chinuch age, but if they're of an age where you can explain to them that there were great rabbis and they died and they understand what that means, then they're of a chinuch age, you have to mechanech them, and they can't let them do something that's not permitted.
Okay.